First, my mom and dad, when I was growing up, whenever I, especially as a teenager, whenever I left the house, and at times this was very embarrassing, they would call after me. I remember going to prom and being in the car ready to drive away, and I hear, "Remember who you are." So there are many layers to that. I mean, I think many of those times they were just wanting me to be the good girl. They were wanting me to remember, you know, my family values and just do the right thing and be safe and all that parental stuff every time I left the house. But you know, that phrase has become so meaningful to me. And now it means remember who you truly are. Remember who you are in your heart, in your essence, in your core, in your spark. So I love that that was planted way back when. So that comes to mind. And I got to say Mary Poppins. I have to say Mary Poppins because she popped into my head right when you said that. Just because I am a person who loves to, you know, see the magic in everything and bring magic wherever possible. And Mary Poppins was one of my early mentors in that. Sally Atkins, my expressive arts therapy professor, she mentored me and taught me so many things along my 4 years of graduate training. But what she did more than anything is she was fully present, present. She taught me about the power of presence. And I recently gave a workshop and someone came up to me afterwards and they said, "You have true presence." And I had chills as I do right now because that was the highest compliment. You know, back when I was with Sally Atkins, I was her graduate assistant and I would sit in her presence just soaking it up. But I had not grown into my own presence. And so it feels really great that all the inner work I've done does come through in presence. So I'll name Sally for sure. And again, so many. And I'll also say that currently, what I get most inspired by, and it's coming into the Shine Expansive and just my work in the world in general, I am inspired by musicians, okay? I love creative people of all types, but musicians really light me up. They spark me. And when I hear a musician that gets my body moving at the same time that the lyrics speak to my heart and soul, that musician is really propelling me forward on my path. And so I want to say a big thank you to all the musicians out there. And I'm really calling in more and more musicians to collaborate with. So recently I had a dream come true moment because there's been a musician who I've admired for 20 years now, and that's David Wilcox. And he's a singer-songwriter. For those who don't know him, check him out. So when I launched the first Shine Expansive virtual program, I had the idea of, oh my goodness, I can bring in musicians. They can show up through video and I can delight my participants with songs aligned with the theme of the day that I'm leading them through. And then they can have this awesome musician sing about that theme too. So it got me inspired and I dared myself to call David Wilcox and ask him to be a guest on the Shine Expansive. And he was so generous spirited, even though I had a shaky, nervous voice asking him. And he said yes. And he said yes. So he became my first musician. And then I called in several other musicians. And I ended up just a couple months ago being asked by David Wilcox to go and be a leader at his retreat. And so I suddenly was in the world of musicians. 90% of the people were all singer-songwriters. And I was on stage with David Wilcox and other wonderful singer-songwriters. And I was bringing my expressive arts therapy and my coaching and weaving that in, engaging the audiences in experiences. And then David would sing a song or the other singers would sing a song that would, you know, bring our experience to the next emotional level, as music can always do. And so that, you know, I love saying that on the radio. Please, musicians who feel aligned with Shine, please contact me because I really am lit up by collaborating with you.